Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Some people have one of those voices that really get you.
I believe we can desist with the taking of photographs for the time being.
Get your attention, that is, and hold it.
I want to warn the spectators that the court will not tolerate any undue disturbance at any time. Now, I thought I made myself plain. I'm not going to warn you again about those photographs.
And one to go is John P. Carmody.
And you reporters have just one more minute on those telephones.
That's Harry Morgan from the 1960 movie Inherit the Wind, one of his many memorable appearances on stage and screens large and small, 100 major motion pictures alone. Morgan died yesterday at age 96, the durable, delightful, irascible actor whose range was vast and belied the term character actor. He was and remains many characters, from westerns to dramas. He was in the original cast of Golden Boy on Broadway in the 1930s. From dramas to comedy, he was the comedic World War II MP officer in the brilliant movie A Bell for Adano. And his memorable performance was a harbinger of things to come.
Joe?
Yeah?
Tell me something.
Anything.
Now be honest with me. In 36 months, haven't you picked up anything about medicine?
He was the humorless TV cop sidekick Captain Bill Gannon to Detective Joe Friday in the famous Dragnet TV series. But his TV immortality came in this role when he was promoted to colonel during the Korean War, you might say.
Horse hockey! Jumping jodhpurs, suffering saddle soap.
Buffalo chips, bone cookies, road apples, mule fritters.
During the 70s and 80s, as the second Colonel Potter in the TV series MASH, odd, he was also the second sidekick in Dragnet, he took over and defined the Potter role. Morgan, like the series MASH, went way beyond comedy.
Every month there's a new procedure we have to learn because somebody's come up with an even better way to mutilate the human body. Tell me this, Captain. How the hell am I supposed to keep up with it? If they can invent better ways to kill each other, why can't they invent a way to end this stupid war?
Well, he was firm. He was a good officer. And he had a good sense of humor. No, I think it's the best part I ever had. I really loved playing Colonel Potter.
Harry Morgan speaking back in 2004 about how MASH became, at the end of his career, the pinnacle as well. He carried with him decades of history of the movie business and its biggest stars. He played in movies with Spencer Tracy, Gregory Peck, Marlon Brando, James Stewart, Shirley MacLaine, Walter Brennan, Carl Malden, Gary Cooper, and Tom Hanks. And I'm just getting started. He had wanted to be a lawyer when he played varsity football in high school in Michigan and was a champion debater. But President Obama's alma mater, the University of Chicago, sidetracked him long ago into the theater, and he never looked back.
Well, I'd like to be remembered for being a fairly pleasant person and for having gotten along for the most part with all the people I worked with and for having had a wonderful life and for having enjoyed practically every minute of it, especially in the picture business and on the stage. I think I'm one of the luckiest people in the world.
Lucky Harry Morgan? Lucky us. Harry Morgan will always be in reruns, his longest-running series ended yesterday at age 96.